noticed the Sunday Tribune in a friend's house. I honestly never related it to the Colour magazine. I mean, the newspaper is so well written and laid out that it seemed excellent value on its own. It's a decent Sunday, long overdue. But then, when you consider you get a free magazine that's colourful and informative, with contributions from quality photographers and writers too, it makes you realise just what value it is. Now I make sure of it by placing a regular order.
The Sunday Tribune is the one. The one with a free colour magazine. Why settle for anything less?
Talking about the Sunday Tribune, I see they have a super property page again this week. Pages after pages of all the best houses and apartments and business premises in Ireland. Well laid out, easy to read, with good, clear photos. It's the place to find your dream house, all right. Maybe a unique cottage at Ross Beg at the Bray Road Cabin Teely, being sold by Osmond King and McGrin today. Or a one in a million Heidelberg in the fashionable Ard Lee, being shown by Kane, Mahoney and Smith. You'll get all the facts in the Sunday Tribune, and what's more, you'll get a great colour magazine free as well.
This is the 11 o'clock 88 news with Sybil Fennell. At a special court in Dunleary, three men have been remanded in custody on charges in connection with the discovery of some £5 million worth of cannabis resin at Dublin docks. They're Patrick Quirk of Savile Park Road in Dorkey, Robert Hedditch, an Australian, and David Fernow, an Englishman. The three are due to appear in court again next week. Earlier, three women had been remanded on bail on charges of possessing cannabis resin at their homes for the purpose of supplying it to another. They were Mary Liversidge of Monkstown, County Dublin, and Marlon Hilton and Vicky Fernow of Savile Park Road in Dorkey. All three are due in court tomorrow. A part-time member of the Ulster Defence Regiment was shot dead in Maharaw, County Derry yesterday evening. 20-year-old Alan Clark was shopping in the town centre when gunmen fired on him from a car. He was off duty at the time. And at Besbrook in County Armagh, an explosion in a lorry parked close to the town's RUC station damaged a number of buildings. It's now thought that mortar bombs intended for the station went off prematurely. A warning had been given and some 50 families were evacuated to a nearby church hall. The army are still searching the area for further devices. Leaders of some unions have criticised the Dublin Gas Company's latest moves in its attempt to have a productivity deal accepted by the workers. A counselling service is to be set up to explain the terms to the company's 1,100 employees. This follows the refusal by the unions to put the plan to a vote of its members. In news from abroad, in Israel, a hand grenade was thrown into a group of Italian pilgrims outside the Old Wall district of Jerusalem. One person is reported to have been killed and at least 28 injured in the attack. It was the first fatal attack in Israel since the ceasefire introduced last June, which ended the clashes between the security forces and Palestinian guerrillas. Police have now detained a number of Arabs for questioning in connection with the incident. Cardinal Cody of Chicago has said that he's been falsely accused of diverting church funds to a distant relation. The allegations against him had been made in recent editions of the Chicago Sun-Times. Speaking during a reception to mark the 50th anniversary of his ordination, the Cardinal said he was saddened by the stories. According to newspaper reports, Cardinal Cody diverted up to $1 million in tax-exempt church funds to a distant cousin and close friend, Mrs. Helen Dolan Wilson. President Reagan is to cut the United States defense budget by some $13,000 million over the next 3 years. Mr. Reagan wants to reduce overall government spending by $74,000 million so that all deficits will have been wiped out by 1984. And the weather outlook for this Sunday is for a cool, dry morning with good sunny spells. Isolated showers will develop in most areas this afternoon and temperatures will rise to between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius. Southwesterly winds will be light to moderate. 88 News, it's just 2.5 minutes past 11.